Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, February 28th. You'll be interested to know. Pancakes, also known as Johnny cakes or hot cakes, date back over 30,000 years, possibly being the oldest breakfast food. The term pancake appeared in the 15th century, though ancient Greeks and Romans enjoyed a similar treat. Celebrate National Pancake Day at IHOP with free pancakes, supporting local charities. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest high sets, light offshore winds, and glassy conditions. Waves hold around 4 to 6 feet through the morning, providing some fun rides. Expect a wind shift to onshore by late morning, bringing choppy conditions. Overall, enjoy the fair surf while it lasts before the afternoon bumps up. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west swell is 3 feet at 15 seconds and the sideshore wind is 5 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 6 foot at 9 a.m. with a minus 1 foot low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday will experience steady wave heights around 3 to 5 feet, with conditions remaining choppy throughout. Morning sessions will be affected by onshore winds, gradually increasing in strength from light to moderate by afternoon. Expect similar surf quality with slight fluctuations as winds shift from southwest to west on Sunday and Monday, maintaining a consistent surf experience. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 53 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., then partly sunny skies with a high near 61. And a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a chance of rain showers after 10 p.m., a low of 52, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, get ready for a mixed bag of weather. Expect a chance of rain showers Saturday and Sunday with partly sunny skies, highs around 57 and lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them. Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, health officials in San Diego County are investigating the first suspected case of bird flu in a house cat. The cat, who died last month, is believed to have contracted the virus from raw pet food. While this marks the first mammal case in the county, there are currently no reported wildlife cases or human infections in 2025, although 6 cases in wild gulls were documented last year. Dr. Seema Shah emphasized the need for monitoring and advised residents to avoid raw milk and food for pets, while keeping cats indoors and supervising outdoor pets. Now on to sports. The 2025 NFL Scouting Combine is set to spotlight several prospects aiming to elevate their draft stock through impressive performances. Among the top names, quarterback Jalen Milroe from Alabama is generating buzz for his athleticism and deep ball range. Running back Caleb Johnson from Iowa showcases remarkable vision and strength. Wide receiver Jalen Royals from Utah State is known for his big play ability, while tight end Harold Fannin Jr. from Bowling Green is excelling as a pass-catching threat. Other notable prospects include offensive lineman Gray Zabel, edge rusher Donovan Ezeriaku, and defensive tackle Darius Alexander. In local sports, last night, the Lakers beat the Timberwolves 111-102 at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James was unstoppable, scoring 33 points and adding 7 assists. The Lakers now stand at 35-21, while Minnesota drops to 32-27. T. Shannon Jr. led the Timberwolves with 25 points, but it wasn't enough. Tonight, the Los Angeles rivalry heats up as the Lakers host the Clippers at Crypto.com Arena. Meanwhile, tonight, the Kings at 31-17-8 face the Stars in Dallas. Adrian Kemp, with 49 points, leads LA. The Kings seek redemption after a recent shootout loss. Dallas, with Jason Robertson's 24 goals, remains a tough opponent. In top news, in a significant move, officials from the Trump administration are seeking to drop a lawsuit filed by a government watchdog against Capital One. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau accused the bank of misleading customers about interest rates on savings accounts. A notice was filed in federal court in Virginia to dismiss the case, as well as other actions related to real estate company Rocket Homes and a student loan servicer. The future of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau remains uncertain after recent layoffs and office closures. Meanwhile, President Trump's nominee to lead the agency pledged to uphold consumer protection laws. In business news, State Farm General, California's largest home insurer, estimates it will pay $7.6 billion to survivors of the Los Angeles wildfires, marking the highest loss estimate among insurers. The company has already disbursed $1.8 billion to policyholders. State Farm anticipates total costs of $7.9 billion, which includes payments and administrative expenses. Insurers collectively have paid $6.9 billion in wildfire claims. The firm is seeking emergency rate hikes of 22% for homeowners and 38% for rentals to safeguard its finances, despite consumer opposition. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 12% for the week to just over $84,000. Ethereum is down 18% to just under $2,300. And Goatsys Maximus is down 15% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has announced plans to address a bug in its text-to-speech transcription software that mistakenly replaces the word racist with Trump. This issue has been noted by users online, where words like rampant and rampage also trigger the error. An Apple spokeswoman confirmed the company is rolling out a fix. Apple is currently working on enhancing its artificial intelligence features, but has faced challenges, including previously disabling a news summarization tool due to inaccuracies. Entertainment news. Stephen Rales, the world's richest independent film financier, is a name that often goes unrecognized. With a net worth of $11 billion, he is the driving force behind two Oscar-nominated films this year, Conclave and Flow. Rales has been a vital supporter of director Wes Anderson for over two decades, contributing to many successful projects. Recently, he acquired the Criterion Collection, a prestigious art house distributor. Known for his low profile, Rales avoids the spotlight, yet his influence in the film industry is profound, leaving filmmakers intrigued about his true intentions and future plans. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American rapper Kendrick Lamar. And he said, "My mom's always told me, how long you gonna play the victim? I can say, I'm mad and I hate everything, but nothing really changes until I change myself." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.